have been given this by a very special doctor, a doctor who really cares about you and your health. You're going to be hearing a true story about a woman named Jean and how whole food nutrients are dramatically improving her health. Since every person has their own unique set of health concerns, this story is not intended to reflect your case history or treatment plan. This has been designed to educate and inform you about whole food nutritional supplements and how they differ from synthetically produced vitamins. If you've ever been confused by all the hype in the media about this or that new vitamin product, then this is just what the doctor ordered.
Doctor's office, may I help you?
Yes, I was referred to the doctor by my friend Elaine, who's one of your patients, and I'd like to make an appointment.
Hi, my name is Jean. For several years now, I've been trying to learn all I can about nutrition. Why? Well, not because I want to become a doctor. I'm a radio personality, and I'm quite happy with my job. The reason is that I simply don't feel very good physically most of the time. No, I don't have any major diseases, that I know of anyway. But I just don't feel the way I know I should at my age. I feel tired all the time. I rarely have the energy to keep up with my two young children. I often have back pain and achy joints, and my digestive system isn't working the way it should.
Okay, Jean. We'll see you next Thursday at 10 o'clock. And don't forget to bring in all the vitamins and non-prescription things you're currently taking. The doctor will want to see them.
I will. See you next Thursday.
Over the past several years, I've searched for the answers to my various health issues. I've seen several doctors, but found no real relief. I've read a lot of books about nutrition and health. I've listened to several cassette tapes trying to sell this or that new nutritional product. But this is different, as you'll soon see, because this is my actual story, my journey to better health. In a moment, you're going to hear an excerpt from my first visit to my doctor and the beginning of a new discovery for me, a realization of what my body really needs in order to get over all these health problems. We brought a recording system into the doctor's office and captured on tape my actual first couple of visits. I figured that if I'm going to do a tape about a nutritional product, I want to try it on myself first. Now get ready, because you're about to tag along with me on that first office visit. After that, we'll be bringing the doctor into the studio to answer some questions I have for him. Are you ready? Let's go.
Hi, Jean. Very nice to meet you.
Hi, Doctor. Nice to meet you. Thanks for seeing me on such short notice.
Well, it's a pleasure. I understand one of your friends referred you to me.
Yes, Elaine.
She's a nice lady.
Well, she told me that she's just felt wonderful since she's been in your care, and I want to know what you're doing that's making such a difference.
Can you tell me a little bit about what brings you into the office today?
Well, like Elaine, I'm suffering from lack of energy, fatigue, both mental and physical. Kind of an achy back when I wake up in the morning, sometimes some other achy type joints, an occasional headache, just a whole gamut of just not feeling quite right. I'm starting to feel my age.
It's a common complaint. What can I tell you? A lot of people come in with it. What you been doing about it? How you been trying to fix it? Have you seen some other doctors?
Yeah, nobody can really pin anything down. People talk about kind of chronic fatigue. They talk about irritable bowel syndrome, but nobody can tell me what it is, what exactly caused it. It's almost as though it's just the way it is. So I've been trying to eat a little better, and I've been taking some vitamins, a multivitamin and A, B complex, and C.
Well, those are common guys that are out there, and certainly a lot of my patients come in with them and are really trying to self-treat because they're not feeling well. They go to the grocery store and find these things, or a friend tells them about one that helped them or whatever, and they try it.
Or you hear a really convincing ad.
Yeah, really. Did Elaine tell you how she was feeling after she started doing some of the nutrition we use?
That's why I'm here.
Good. Well, what I really do is I try to look at the whole person, number one, in terms of what you're taking into your body, how you're utilizing it, and what some of the nutrition is that we can provide to you to actually help your body heal itself and give it the whole food substances that it really needs. Because in today's lifestyle and so forth, with little kids in schools and carpools, we don't get a chance to really eat well. And if you go to the grocery store, there's a lot of food in there that isn't really food. It's imitation food. For example, have you ever seen flour that says fortified?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what they do is they take a whole truckload of things out of it. They put back three or four and they call it enriched.
Right, or I was going to say the bread's enriched.
Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. Flour that's not freshly ground and turned into bread shortly thereafter has none of the nutrients in it. What they're taking away from that flour is they're taking the bran away from it. They're taking the germ away from it. And one of the reasons they're doing that is so that it doesn't go rancid. But what happens is that none of the vitamin E, none of the vitamin B is in that flour that you get to eat. This imitation food creates vitamin deficiencies for us. So you're at least trying in the right direction. You've made an effort here to go out and find some vitamins that you think might help you. And I'd like to take a look at them and just tell you a few little things about them. And then I'd like to tell you about the kind of nutrition we use and some specifics about it. The multiple vitamin here is a common brand, and a lot of people do take this. But in actual fact, it's just an accumulation of biochemistry. There's little, if any, relationship here to foodstuffs. Vitamins were originally elements in food. Mm-hmm. It stands for vital amines. And these parts of foods are the things that keep us going and contain all the vitamins and minerals and cofactors. But when science came along and took these various foods and they said, well, this one has this nutrient in it and that one has that, and they basically extracted that particular element from that food, and then they tried to reproduce it chemically. They, quote, purified or synthesized chemically elements of that food. And for one reason, it's cheaper to synthesize it than it is to actually go out and harvest it somewhere. And so it turned out to be an incomplete thing, because the way nature put it together so it had all the vitamins and minerals it needed to complete its activity in this process.
And the synthesized ones don't have all those pieces.
That's exactly correct. So when you read down your multiple vitamin here, it reads like a who's who in vitamins, mm-hmm. but in actual fact, it's really deficient in a lot of things.
So you're telling me what I went out and bought and I've been making my family take to assuage my guilt for the poor nutrition I've subjected them to because of lack of time, etc., is all been for naught.
And actually, maybe even one step beyond that, incomplete vitamins create vitamin deficiencies. And this is where your friend was really, she was worsening her condition because of the nutrition she was taking, and she thought she was trying to help herself. She did so well when we just purely took her off of her nutrition that she was taking, which I have a real hard time calling nutrition. It was vitamins. They were not complete foods. And put her on a product that we use called Standard Process. And when she started taking those, her body just came together and everything started working very, very well.
So I run out and I take all of these vitamins. First of all, I pay a lot for these vitamins, and I take them and they're actually making me worse.
What happens when you take an incomplete vitamin is, guess where that vitamin will get the other cofactors necessary to complete its activity?
It's going to take them out of your body.
Exactly. It's going to take them out of your body. And if you're not taking in proper foodstuffs that allow you to be able to replenish some of that, then what's going to happen to you?
You're creating imbalances by what you're taking.
Imbalances, deficiencies, and when you have deficiencies in these items, can your body run properly?
No.
You may have felt good when you first started taking them, but in time, what happens when you deplete the other cofactors that your body has available to complete the activity of this? You're going to feel worse and worse and worse. And I think that's what you're telling me. I'll give you just a brief example. Vitamin B4 exists in food, but it's never been synthesized, meaning they've never been able to reproduce it scientifically.
So it's not part of what I take as a B-complex.
No. So guess what happens when you take this multiple vitamin? Where does it get its B4?
It's got to take it out of your body.
Right. And if your diet is incomplete in a particular area of foodstuffs, you may already be out of it, and therefore some chemical process that ought to run in you isn't running.
That's why I'm taking the vitamin in the first place.
Exactly. So the vitamins you're taking could, in fact, be contributing to what you have. They could really be making you worse. No one can duplicate nature. If science were to try to make the pharmaceutical carrot, you would be deficient in, guess what? Everything science hasn't admitted to yet is here, and everything they don't know about. So consequently, they can't make a pharmaceutical carrot because it'd be deficient in everything. And they don't recognize certain vitamins. They say, oh, that vitamin doesn't exist. Have you ever heard once in a while they come up with a new vitamin?
Mm-hmm.
Well, where was that vitamin hiding out? Where was it up until this point?
They just didn't know where to find it.
Exactly. It was in whole food, but they just didn't get around to it yet. Now, the vitamin C. Vitamin C is an interesting story because they allow vitamin C to be called ascorbic acid. But ascorbic acid is the antioxidant protector of the vitamin C complex, much in the same way that the eggshell is the protector of the egg. What's in the complex are vitamin P, vitamin J, and vitamin K. I know you've probably heard of vitamin K, but you say vitamin P. I've never heard of vitamin P. What is that? Or vitamin J? Vitamin J actually carries the oxygen, and vitamin P is the anti-fragility factor. There's another element in the whole food source of vitamin C, and that is tyrosinase, and it's a copper enzyme, which your body needs to make hemoglobin, to keep you from becoming anemic, and so forth. So there's lots of things in the whole food vitamin C that your body needs. Ascorbic acid, on the other hand, which is this chemical teased out portion, it's deficient. It cannot have the effects on the body that vitamin C has. It will not cure the common cold. It will not treat other conditions that vitamin C will. And in the studies they've conducted where they've monitored people's diets, and they figured out that people actually eating foods rich in vitamin C was much more effective than them taking ascorbic acid. There's an enzyme in our body that actually gets rid of ascorbic acid. So if nature put an enzyme there to get rid of ascorbic acid, it must have known that we didn't want the eggshell. We actually wanted the egg.
Well, and didn't I hear somewhere that you couldn't possibly eat enough oranges to get the milligrams of vitamin C that you're looking for? So how do you, what's the answer?
Well, the answer to that is to be able to take a nutrient that's concentrated, the foodstuffs, into a food concentrate that you can take then as a pill. The other one you've brought today, vitamin E. Vitamin E is very much like the vitamin C in the fact that it has this antioxidant protective coat on the outside, which is made of what's called tocopherol. Now, if you've ever seen a vitamin E, you probably, the word tocopherol may be familiar to you.
Yes.
There's several, alpha and beta and gamma and delta tocopherol, but they're antioxidant protectors of what's in the center of it. And the center of each vitamin is a mineral. And in the case of vitamin E, it's selenium. In addition to selenium, there's also some essential fatty acid factors that help you move calcium. So people that get muscle cramps and so forth, they say, well, I need calcium. Many times they're taking high-dose vitamin E, but they're not taking the whole food variety. They're taking this teased-out tocopherol aspect of it. And so it's actually preventing, because it doesn't have this vitamin F that moves the calcium from the bloodstream to the tissue, so they get a cramp. Also involved in vitamin E are some other E fractions that are helpful to heart health and so forth. So what I did with Elaine is what I'm going to do with you, and that is we're going to evaluate this whole picture. We're going to take you off the nutrients that are actually creating problems for you. And I call them nutrients, they're not, they're chemicals. And we're going to get you on some whole food minerals and vitamins and so forth that will help your body heal itself. Now, what we're going to do today is I'm going to have you fill out a form that I will review with the results of the examination, which I've done. And on your next visit to the office, we'll go through our findings of that and present to you a treatment program for the complaints that you've got. But I do feel that in the history that I've taken thus far and some of your material I've looked at, I think most of it is nutritionally based. I think that's where most of your problems are coming from, are from nutritional deficiencies because of either inappropriate vitamins you've taken are foodstuffs that you've not been including in your diet.
Doctor, thank you for joining me here in the studio. The first question I want to ask you is, what did you do in that first office visit with me that was so effective in diagnosing my health problems? What do you mean you look at the whole person?
It's looking at certain aspects of your body and certain little things that you may take for granted. You may say, well, I always have this or that happens or whatever. Whether it be dry hair, whether it be that you burp after you have some fats in your diet, whether or not you get a fever blister when you have a fever, or you get a fever blister when you go out into the sunshine. All of those things are telling me what's wrong with you, what's wrong with you nutritionally. For example, there are people who have herpes. And you may have heard the little joke that herpes is forever. Well, herpes may be forever, but the outbreak of herpes is really created because there's a deficiency of two specific nutrients in the body. One is calcium and one is vitamin F. So when you come into the office and you say, well, I get these little outbreaks when I get a fever or when I get in the sunshine, or possibly you may have some sort of herpes or whatever, I can tell by that that that's a barometer for your body's ability to tell me what it's doing with calcium and essential fatty acids, which is vitamin F.
And that knowledge allows you to put together an assortment of whole food concentrates that work for that person.
That's exactly correct, because all of these things are connected. If you're not digesting, you're not going to be able to pick up certain nutrients, and your body's going to tell me that it's not picking up those specific nutrients by various symptoms, by various things you tell me in the initial consultation that you have wrong with you. I mean, if you're fatigued, that's telling me that you're not processing properly someplace. You're not taking in nutrients that your body needs to repair your liver and your pancreas and so forth.
So following that line of thinking, I'll fess up that my nutritional intake and my family's nutritional intake isn't where I want it to be. But are you also saying that it doesn't matter what we're taking in, that we're probably not getting enough nutrition, even if we're trying to eat well?
It always matters what you're taking in. However, you can probably not eat enough green vegetables and fruits and nuts and other things to supply the requirement that your body has.
But if nature has all the answers for what we need, then why, if I'm eating as close to nature as possible, fruits, vegetables, and nuts, can I not get the nutrition I need?
When was the last time you saw one of your children eat something with sugar in it?
This morning?
Well, what happens is various things that we eat cause deficiencies on our body, because various things that we eat that are normal and natural to us to eat today are actually vacuums. They go into our body and they suck up things that our body needs to complete other activities. And if we're not able to replace those in ample amounts, various metabolic pathways in our body will not run. So what Standard Process has done by making these whole food concentrates is they have concentrated way above what you could ever eat, and they've put it into a small tablet. And therefore, when you take that tablet, it supplies to your body all the things that your body's burning up on a daily basis, or it's burning up because you're eating something that may be inappropriate for you. You're eating a vacuum food.
So even if I'm giving my kids plenty of fruits and vegetables, they eat a donut and they're throwing the whole process out of whack. They're eating one of these vacuum foods.
Exactly. A donut. I mean, I could spend an hour on a donut easily, from the flour that's in it that is devoid of any nutritional substances, from the oils and fats that it was cooked in, which were possibly rancid, from the sugars that are on the donut. I can list a dozen vitamins you've already put at risk in your body eating of that donut.
Now I'm getting it. So what you're telling me is by a vacuum food is trying to make up for the lack of nutrition by drawing it out of parts of your body where it's looking for it.
Exactly.
You know, we talked a little bit about, you know, the empty vitamins or non-functioning vitamins, because they're actually pieces of the vitamin complexes that we need. In the past, whenever I've been feeling under the weather or feeling like I'm coming down with a cold, like a lot of people I know, I would take doses after doses of vitamin C. So am I causing myself a problem doing that?
Well, let's maybe step back and say you're taking a large dosage of vitamin C. You're actually taking large doses of ascorbic acid. Vitamin C, the FDA permits them to call it ascorbic acid, which it's one of the predominant ingredients in there. But it is the eggshell to the egg. It is not actually the egg. And whenever one takes a large dosage of any synthetic artificial nutrient, it creates imbalance. For example, if you were taking a large dose of a vitamin that was from food, like I ate too many carrots today, it might turn you yellow. But what it will not do is create imbalances with you. I mean, my daughter, when she was little, we used to feed her a lot of carrots and squash. And one day I looked at her, I said, that girl is yellow.
Yeah, your hands.
Everything starts turning yellow. But that's not what we're talking about here, because these vitamins are actually chemicals, and chemicals create imbalances in your body. For example, taking a whole food source of vitamin E, let's say, is used to recalcify bone, where if you take a synthetic form of alpha-tocopherol or DL-alpha-tocopherol, what happens is it decalcifies bone. So taking a large amount of a particular nutrient can actually cause harm.
I've taken vitamin B when I've been under a lot of stress. Again, now I know that I've been taking non-functioning vitamin B that isn't complete in its complex. But is there anything else that I need to know about vitamin B and how it reacts to stress, or how can I help combat excessive stress if not by taking a vitamin B that I get out of the store?
Well, vitamin B is very interesting in the fact that vitamin B is really two vitamins. It's a vitamin B and a vitamin G. The G aspect, they're components of the B vitamin, are the ones that vasodilate. In other words, they relax, where the other aspects of the vitamin B are the ones that constrict. So many times when you take a vitamin B product, they can say on the label that it's balanced in one way or another, and you look down the label and there's exact milligrams of everything in the vitamin B. That is basically saying that this thing was made in a laboratory someplace, because nature never did create a vitamin B that was balanced in that particular way. The vitamin G is the one that you really need when you have stress, not the specific vitamin B factors. And Standard Process has a cataplex B and a cataplex G, both of which have specific effects and are needed in specific situations. But taking a, quote, balanced B of some kind or another is really erroneous. They're non-functional vitamins. They're not put together in a manner in which your body actually would recognize them as something it can use.